This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
News report from BBC Learning English.
Starting in the 1850s, hundreds of thousands of Swiss children were taken from their parents and sent to farms to work. Now, thousands of people in Switzerland who were forced into child labour are demanding compensation for their stolen childhoods. When children became orphans, when parents were unmarried, or when families were very poor, sometimes the children were taken from their families and placed in foster families. The children were often sent to farms as agriculture in Switzerland was not mechanised, and so child labour was needed. They were called contract children. They wanted to take these children out of the poor family and put them somewhere else where they could learn how to work, says historian Loretta Seglias. If the children's parents objected, they could be sent to prison too. The use of contract children declined in the 1960s and 70s. Last year, an official apology was made to contract children, and now campaigner Guido Fleury is trying to get them compensation. He hopes for about 500 million Swiss francs for the 10,000 contract children estimated to be alive today. However, there could still be many more years of discussion in the Swiss Parliament before this becomes a reality. But Fleury says it's important to remember these people who suffered for decades.
News report from BBC Learning English.